This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Well, despite Jerry just completely glowing and glazing about old Mike McCarthy this morning with the Morning Boys, we're going to attempt to have ourselves a good, fun, positive show. I mean, it's Christmas Eve, for goodness sakes, Brian Broaddus.
Yeah.
Let's go out here and have some fun for the next 5 hours. Yeah. Great to have you in the G-Bag Nation on a Christmas Eve, TD Tuesday, right here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan, Eric Chiafalo, alongside the Super Bowl winning scout, Brian Broaddus. And, of course, Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup, holding it down for the next 5 hours. Carter Freeman coordinating the video on Twitch and YouTube with the fan cam there. You're going to want to see what's on the fan cam coming up here in about 20 minutes, by the way. ESPN with a graphic mistake during a bowl game last night. So we'll tee that up here in just a few minutes. G-Bag of the Day coming up at 2:30. Dawson and Wolchuk out on family holiday assignment.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here holding it down, dude. It's great to see you. Shout out to the tamales, by the way.
Yeah.
From Mama Portillo. Ruben's mom brought it strong.
Whoa. I have never, and this just shows you, I kind of feel myself as being a guy that is well-rounded when it comes to food. I have never had them with red pork. That is a game changer right there.
A little spicy?
Little bit.
Got a little kick?
Just
enough?
Well, it's got the kick, but the presentation of it, when you bite in, it's just that kind of that holiday. Tamales to me are just such. Matter of fact, tomorrow, my family's we're having the Mexican feast. So it's tamales and enchiladas and all that.
That's in store for Christmas Day at the Broaddus's tomorrow?
Yeah. I could look at videos all day about how to make a standing rib roast and, you know, and beef Wellington and all that. Love to try it one day. But just try and be a little bit different on the Christmas holidays. So every year we try something. So this year is the tamales, enchiladas, chili, that kind of stuff.
I love it.
It's not going to be cold. It's not going to be cold enough, though, I don't think. That's the problem with this. You know, when you have a dish where you're throwing in chili and things like that, you know, you want that thing to be in the 40s, 30s or 40s.
Yeah, I was thinking sub 60 for sure.
Yeah.
But I think we'll be in the 60s or 70s tomorrow.
It's going to be like 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just
kidding. It's disappointing. Yeah. But, that's a nice touch there.
Yeah. But, yeah, you're right. Ruben's mom family did a heck of a job. Had a couple of them, man, there. With the red pork, that makes a big, big difference.
Are you doing any heavy lifting with the cooking tomorrow, or are you going to be kicking your feet up, taking a load off?
No, the mom said she wanted to get it all together, and she's from scratch. I did contribute the tamales, though. Got a good tamale source. But have, like I said, never have had them with the red pork. But man, they are good. They're the cheese and the beef variety. So I'm gonna get those taken care of, and then mom's handling the scratch made enchiladas.
That's money. Yeah. Well, congrats on that. 817 hitting the tamales tonight for Christmas Eve as well. So I know that's big here. I do want to weave in and out the holiday vibes as much as possible on the show today.
Yeah.
So I would like to tee up, and we'll keep this game going for hopefully the next 5 hours, unless it just sort of peters out on us. But
kind of like Survivor picks.
Yeah.
I think we just got tired of like sweating games every week, huh?
Yeah.
And I owe three. I mean, eventually it's Probably going to be at spring training. Probably going to have to drink a bottle of Tito's by myself and just kind of.
No, you're not. Have I ever let you drink alone? Even
no,
once?
No, you haven't.
I'm not going to do that.
But yeah, maybe the Dodgers will come back in town and we'll relive all that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to spring training already.
Yes. Yeah.
And we got some. We got a little nugget on our guy Jock Peterson.
Yes.
That's coming up.
I got a scouting report on him, too.
Okay, at 2:40, we get the Jock Peterson scouting report from Broadus's MLB Gang of Seven.
Yep.
And
gang of two, actually.
Gang of two. All right, all right. You gotta start somewhere, though.
I'm working my way up.
Two more than what I got. So we'll hit that, and he's definitely going to be a fan favorite. We're going to be wrapping our arms
around him. So, yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah.
Looking forward to hopefully catching up with him in the clubhouse once we get to surprise here coming up here in just a couple of months. But I would like to play the game. Tolo's text in as they pop into your brain over the course of the next 5 hours as we honor this great Christmas holiday. Please text in athletes, all-time athletes whose names connote Christmas. All-time athletes whose names connote Christmas. At any point, you can just shout. You could interrupt me if something pops in your head.
Okay.
All of a sudden, Frosty Rucker pops into your brain.
Nerlens Noel.
Ding, there you go. Oh, we got the bell working today.
I can work the bell. You can work the bell.
Okay.
But whenever a name gets dropped, if we like it, you get the ding.
Like that.
Can I get a ding for that Nerlens Noel?
Yeah, you got one.
You definitely
got
that. That was acknowledged right off the jump.
I just got to make sure.
Yeah, no, you nailed it. Merry Christmas, Lucius.
Yeah,
that was
Merry
a good
Christmas
pull.
Merry Christmas to you, fam.
Can you even beat Nerlens Noel? I mean, that's pretty strong. That's pretty strong right there. I was going Frosty Rucker.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Which ain't bad. I felt good about it, but.
Why do I feel like we've done this before and it kind of petered out?
I remember asking.
I think you and I have done this before.
We're doing some reruns.
No, we did it for like a pregame show. And it just kind of like. It started off like it was leading the Daytona 500, and then
come out of the gates hot.
And then lap three, we were retired with transmission problems.
It happens. It happens. So hey, if this game's only a couple of segments, then so be it. If we stretch it to 5 hours, and somebody wants to come over the top at the finish line with the number one Christmas athlete name of all time, then so be it. We'll crown you champion. But I mean, the Texas is already lighting up in a huge way.
What do you got,
Drew Holiday?
Boom. Bell.
Mason Rudolph.
Ooh, that's real good.
Gosh, what are we doing there? That's good.
By the way, they treated Rudolph real bad, bro. I'm telling you.
I'd like to
go back and watch it. It's really nasty how they did Rudolph. And then they needed him in the last moments.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it's like, now save us.
Yeah.
After we've kicked you for 90% of this movie, now we need you to put your team on your back. Really put the whole world on your back.
Put the whole world on my... No, you treated me so bad. He should have dipped to the Island of Misfit Toys and just disappeared.
Yeah, did Santa take your ball and go home. Did Santa have something? Did he not help? Did he not save the situation or protect the situation?
What was Santa's role in all this? Was he just so aloof? He was too. He had too much
too
going
tied
on.
Up?
Too
he didn't
much
see on his... that they were bullying Rudolph.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Though, I mean, I'm kind of like wondering. Like, I can understand his teammates kind of getting on him, but like, is Santa got to step in and like is being the commander of this thing?
You'd like to think, Santa, you would think he would lead from the front, but at the same time, you're kind of like the players kind of run the locker room a little bit. It's a weird dynamic.
Well, he needs to get a hold of the locker room a little bit, I think.
Yeah. Well, the Rudolph stuff, you got Kyle Rudolph being texted in as well.
Any of the Rudolphs are going to work.
You're going to thank Kyle you, Broadus. You're getting a ding for any of the Rudolphs.
Put that over here. I'll ding for you.
Yeah, you did have McCarthy getting a lot of love from Sean and RJ this morning, or with Sean and RJ this morning. It was Bobby and Chop. Bobby belt down, our G-Bag of the Day champion.
Bobby belt down. Bobby, do you think he's the strongest voice on our station of moving on from McCarthy?
Yes. Absolutely,
he's the one.
Like
definitely the strongest voice on this station. That's for sure.
It's the loudest.
Fam doesn't even microphone. Get to Garland from here.
Yeah,
it's the truth, man.
Well put. I feel like that he is the one guy that if McCarthy does come back, I just could see him like just
he'll be fit for a straight jacket.
Yeah, a real meltdown.
I'm serious. Yes, there's no question. He's the most passionate about it. I feel like there's a handful of us that are. that are pretty strong.
Yeah.
But you look around the gym, it doesn't matter how strong you are, there's always someone stronger. And that guy is Bobby Belt as it pertains to whether or not McCarthy's going to return. But with
your what do you look at as your strength of this? What you're most adamant against? The drafting of a running back or the signing of your quarterback?
Ooh, I think the quarterback one I think stronger on.
Yeah. I think you were too.
I mean, I was a little bit more respectful with it. The running
No.
I've been drawn off sides with the running back stuff.
No. We've all been well established.
Yeah, I'm not proud of that.
When I stood up and scolded you like Santa needed to talk in his locker room situation.
That was amazing. Yeah. Had the FCC been monitoring that, we would have been fined.
We'd have been fined.
Plenty of dollars. But yeah, Jerry talking with the boys this morning. I can't tell you how proud I am of the way the coaching staff, led by Mike McCarthy. Yeah. The way that the leadership on this team, and really proud of these young players, they're just growing mentally and physically by leaps and bounds. And then here we go, Broadus. Makes me think we've got an outstanding future ahead of us.
Okay, if you're Mike McCarthy, are you going to hold up Jerry Jones? You know, are you going to make Jerry Jones, like Bill Parcells? You know, Bill Parcells kind of did that. Well, I don't know if I'm going to coach. Well, I'm going to coach. I don't know if, you know, ultimately Jerry had enough of Bill Parcells and moved on that way. Does Mike McCarthy hold Jerry Jones up for a contract for a number of years? Like, Jerry maybe wants to offer him a 3-year deal. And Mike's like, nah. It's either 5 or I'm not signing this deal. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting.
It is as glowing as Jerry is talking about Mike McCarthy.
We know Jerry's always selling.
Maybe we shouldn't connect the dots. Maybe we should. I mean, there's people that I trust that are very much adamant, like, no, Broadus, there's a decision has not been made. Don't be going down that path. You know, because they hear what I'm saying. They hear what others on our station are saying.
And to Bobby and Choppy's credit this morning, they sort of pressed him on it a little bit later on in the interview of, like, so what does that mean about the future here kind of deal? And he wanted to immediately distance himself from it. I'm only talking glowingly about McCarthy right now for what he's done, but I'm not talking about the future in any way. So he's still couching it, and he's still keeping it. I mean, we know how he loves ambiguity, right? So he's not going to be definitive with it. But, I mean, if he's just trying to, you know, pull the curtain over eyes or whatever it is, then...
Will he look foolish if, with everything that he said about Mike McCarthy the last several weeks, will he look foolish, and this is probably something he's accustomed to anyway, look foolish by being as glowing as he has and then let Mike McCarthy go?
No, because...
Are we just that par for the course?
Yeah, I just think most of the fan base is probably wanting change.
Yeah.
So they'll be like, thank you, Jerry, for reversing course on everything you've talked about during the season and how much you've been up McCarthy.
I just don't think people have a problem with Mike McCarthy, the coach. I think they have a problem with Mike McCarthy, the play caller. I think there's a lot of people that would be happy with Mike McCarthy still being the head coach here if they had somebody else calling the plays. Am I way off base on that?
I don't think you're way off base. I think that would be the starting point on trying to make it satiable for those of us that don't want McCarthy back. If it comes with, hey, McCarthy's back as the head coach, but Schottenheimer's no longer a part of things, and we are distancing ourselves from the Mike McCarthy offense, and we're bringing in, name that young kind of forward
just
thinking.
Name that more modern offense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And like, hey, McCarthy, I really don't need you much in the room here.
Yeah.
Like, Ben Johnson's running that offense with the Detroit Lions. Man Campbell is just overseeing things kind of from a distance.
Feeding
there.
The Lions the meat.
Yeah, let those guys handle their business. That's what I would want. At the bare minimum, if you're bringing McCarthy back, you've got to change what this offense is.
Yeah.
And it's not just, Schottenheimer gets to call the plays, same playbook.
Yeah.
Or McCarthy's kind of doing a thing where it's his offense.
See, this is this,
trying to blend something. It's like, no, this needs to be new cutting edge offense, and teams are doing it left and right. Go find somebody that can do
that. Who wins this one? Mike, I'm calling the plays. Jerry, I'm not letting you call the plays. Who wins that?
Well, if Jerry is serious about it, then Jerry will always win.
I wonder if Jerry will cave on that one. I wonder if Jerry will cave on that one and say, okay, Mike, you can continue to call them.
Because I could see McCarthy pushing back.
That's what I'm saying. If Jerry's insistent about McCarthy not calling the plays, then if you're Jerry, do you think Mike folds and says, okay, fine? Do you think, who folds?
I don't know McCarthy.
That's what I'm trying to ask. Who folds? I never ask questions the right way. I'm sorry.
Well, I just don't know McCarthy well enough to know if he's like so hell-bent
on. About coaching?
Does he just want to coach no matter what? And even if that means he's stripped of a handful of his duties from a play-calling standpoint?
Well, he talked about it yesterday. He basically said he worries about his assistants. He worries about those guys. You know, Mike's got money put away in the bank. You know, Mike doesn't have to worry about things. His assistant coaches are the ones that need to kind of worry about things. They're the ones that get caught up in this thing and don't have an opportunity. You know, maybe, you know, Mike said that. He's not worried about himself. He's worried about these assistants. Would he take the job and relinquish play call or take or sign the contract, relinquish play calling for his assistants?
I think that would probably put it over the top for him then if he's actually serious about it.
See, I think he is serious about that. The fact that he was asked about it and brought it up yesterday, I think he generally is very concerned about his assistants and what happens to them.
Well, then maybe he'd be willing to take the 3-year deal instead of the 4 or 5-year deal. Maybe he'd be willing to relinquish play calling duties and
that's
the playbook for something
else. You might get, if you're a Cowboy fan and you want Mike to not call the plays, you might get your wish because Mike's loyalty to his staff might mean him coming back so everybody can keep their jobs. That's where you might. That's how you might get Mike not calling the plays anymore.
972 Steve Christmas. 972 Pete Carroll. Another 972 John Garland.
It was a pitcher, I believe. John Garland.
Does it get the ding? I'm asking you. It's not Garnish, right?
Garland.
Garland. I give it to him.
Wow, we're in the Christmas spirit, ladies and gentlemen.
I give it to him.
My goodness, thank you.
Because what else do you use like garland for? Right? Am I thinking about this wrong?
See, I don't. The garland is what I'm thinking of. Like, is
Christmas
this
decoration?
That's what I'm thinking too.
Okay, I guess. Okay, that's gonna work. That's gonna work.
Good for you.
My apologies,
Dexter.
Nice work, 972. You're 3 for 3 on that one.
Look at you,
Eric Snow being texted in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Read them and weep, man. I mean, these guys are on fire right now.
This is, again, we're on lap 3 of the Daytona 500.
we're going to start running out of names here. 877-881-1053.
We might be on fire at about 4 o'clock. He's trying to escape from the car.
Hopefully we don't burn all of our athletes' names that connote Christmas currency.
We absolutely have.
But we may have. No, there's
no more.
There's still
we're
some
using
more.
Garland. Lucius, we're having to go to Lucius as a judge.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. I blame myself for that one. I didn't really know the true definition
of Garland. That's exactly the point. Yeah. This thing's 16 minutes old and we're doomed.
I might not be the best arbiter for this. G-Bag of the Day coming up at 2:30 and a giant mistake at the worldwide leader. You're going to want to get to the fan cam for this next year in the nation.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For no apparent reason, Broadus was just bragging off air how he's never seen one single second of the Harry Potter series, and it felt like he was proud of that one.
I don't know if I was proud. I know there's a lot of people that are just fascinated by that whole phenomenon, and I
just flying on brooms or whatever.
I just
turning kids into cats or whatever.
Did I miss a lot of things in life with media?
Yeah,
when I was scouting and stuff like that. Did I miss like great movies? And
yes, dude, you haven't seen Dumb and Dumber. You know, yeah. I think that's really all that needs to be said there in terms of your blind spots.
you know, I've seen every Mission Impossible, and that's only because of traveling on Dallas Cowboys road trips. It seems to be the movie that they put up on the for the airplane movie that we're flying across the country. So I've seen that's, you know, that's kind of, but I just never did any of that. And I'm sorry I missed on the Harry Potter stuff, though, but it was worthwhile. Really was.
Oh, I have no idea. Okay. I never. Oh, really,
you didn't
watched
watch it either.
No, no.
Oh, but you want to
I just wasn't flexing it off the air.
You
want
to blindside block me, you know, like just destroy my day and say, oh, Harry Potter bragging guy.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
972 James Wiseman.
Well done. All right. We got a chance here.
Black and Gold B and other texters. Neftali Felice.
Oh, here we go. There we go.
Rocking and rolling right now, ladies and gentlemen. G-Bag right. Nation here. We'll get you the G-Bag of the day.
I got an ugly Christmas sweater. It says Feliz Navidad. I should have got that one. Oh. And it has Nephew Felice on there.
Oh, that's a good one, dude.
Should have got it.
All right. We do have G-Bag today.
Forgot, bro.
I was about to say. Lucius, though, you're a man of style, though. I mean, you didn't pay attention? You just
totally forgot, bro.
Totally forgot.
Yeah.
It's all right, dude.
I'll be here about 4:00. Yeah.
Well, this segment of the G-Bag Nation is brought to you by Frankel & Frankel. If you have been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first. 214-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Segment also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Okay, what do you guys think? Where do you think Jordan Lewis ended up with that interception? Okay, at the goal line there. Where do you think he ended up in the SportsCenter top 10 plays?
Number 2.
It's got to be top 3. It's got to be top 3.
It's nasty.
Yeah.
Was it number 1?
Okay. No, it wasn't?
No, it wasn't. I was asking, was it? No, it was number 2. Brought us nailed it. Makes me think that maybe you were watching Sports Center.
No, I wasn't watching.
I wouldn't blame you if you were.
No. I was not watching.
Jordan Lewis.
I usually see the not so good ones. What's that? Top 10 not so good plays?
The not top 10. Yeah, every Friday. Every Friday. They're great.
Yeah, they are great. Yeah.
It still holds up, dude. The top 10 plays are still appointment television for me. Yeah, number 1. From the football weekend.
Had to be a one-hand catch or something like that, bro.
It was Joe Burrow's horizontal
throw. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I see that. Yeah,
a centimeter from the turf there. That was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And I would imagine, not to play spoiler, but we will be hearing that when we go motorboating at 6 o'clock TD Tuesday.
I love Joe Burrow. That play wasn't as good as Lewis's play.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I'm not going to fight you on it. That's a coin flip. I don't know how they – I don't know if that's a one-man job who's determining what the top 10 are or if they have sort of a committee of people. But that would have been probably
Lewis's
neck and neck. Oof. It was a great play.
Yeah.
Deron Bland's was on there as well.
What number was Bland? Like 5?
I think he was 4th.
4th, yeah.
I think he was 4th.
Those are the plays that save your game.
Yeah, those were phenomenal.
Yeah.
Both were phenomenal. No question about it. Okay, so we did have a funny ESPN mistake, by the way, yesterday during, you know, it's bowl season.
So you're like the holiday staff is not really on the marks?
Yeah, they're not super buttoned up right now. Maybe they have some new interns, holiday season. Yeah. Everybody's kind of getting a little bit lazy.
Brian brought us working for some guys not normally in the mix.
Or maybe this was an inside job kind of deal.
Oh.
You guys tell me. This is Fresno State Bulldogs.
Bulldogs.
Faced off against Northern Illinois.
Potato Bowl.
Huskies, that's right. Famous Idaho Potato Bowl. And when you were watching along the ESPN broadcast, you could see that the Bulldogs, the dogs, were being called a different name with all the graphics that were being shown of Fresno State. Every single time they put up a Fresno State Bulldogs graphic at all, mm-hmm. you got what Carter just put on the fan cam right now. Can you tell me where they screwed that up? What does it say? What school is the Ida? What is ESPN telling you? Fresno State. What are they? Who are they?
The Bulldogs.
The Bulldogs. For the entirety of the broadcast, you had graphics. Fresno State. They were the Bulldogs for 4 quarters yesterday. And something tells
me
this was not an accidental mistake, because that would be the most serendipitous way. You could misspell Bulldogs a million different ways. Could have put the N anywhere.
Yeah.
You put it right there to make it Bulldogs. This is a 20-year-old college kid hanging out.
You think he got hacked?
He's looking around the office. It's Christmas week. Nobody's really here. He's probably thinking, whatever his name is, Jimmy Shapiro or whatever it is who runs ESPN, not even paying attention, not caring about what's going on there at the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. And they were the Bulldogs for four quarters. Pretty amazing stuff. Bowl season, baby. I mean, you got to love it. Do you see what Oklahoma's getting for their swag bag or whatever? Their party bag?
They're playing here in Fort Worth, aren't they?
Yeah, Armed Forces Bowl. Dang right they are.
Is it a military-themed bag, maybe?
I don't see anything about the military-themed bag itself.
Okay.
But I do know that...
Like a bomber's jacket, you know, something like that? That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
There might
be a military twist on it of sorts. I mean, there is actually a part of it. The surprise in here was there's some type of sword. These players are getting a sword. I don't think it's like a katana samurai, expensive sword like Joe Burrow gifted his teammates.
Right.
But they are getting a sword. So, that's worth.
I'll take it.
They're also getting all kinds of clothes and hoodies and sweatpants and that kind of deal.
They're a Jordan brand team.
Exactly. So, they are going to get a new pair of Jordans.
Yeah.
Each player.
Mm-hmm.
Along with a sword.
Yeah.
An allegedly pretty cool bag to carry it in. Don't know what the bag is.
I'll be recording myself like Britney Spears in my living room with the sword. Remember how she was dancing with a knife? Yeah, dancing with my Jones.
You got also
Jordans.
The Normatex. Those recovery leg boot things.
That seems to be a popular item now.
Yeah, I think any worth your salt athlete might want to get in the mix on one of those deals. So those are like $700 a pop as well.
Man,
and I also saw
we got worked.
I think Dion is flying out the Colorado squad.
Seen it in the plane. Seen it.
Is it a Rolls Royce plane?
Well, the plane basically it's a beautiful plane. I don't know the identification of whether it's a 777 or a 67 or a 757, but it's got the theme. It's got, you know, it's got Colorado, you know, it's got
the
Colorado
name.
They painted it up.
Looks great.
It's what you would take if you were going overseas. It's kind of an overseas plane. It might be a 767, but it's got the individual, like in first class cabin. It has the individual pots.
Yeah, that's where I saw Shadur was sitting in there.
Yeah, that's why I took when I went to Saudi Arabia. And that, trust me, I was completely flat on my back when I went to sleep. Like usually you think of seats that recline or go.
Yeah, you go full
these
bed.
These are like beds. This bed, yeah, this thing, it looked like I think it's a plane that they use to charter for special events and teams can do that, you know, soccer teams. I know we flew to Hawaii. The Cowboys from Oxnard, we played the Rams that time. We flew into what was known as Atlas Air, and they're a cargo company, but they have these fitted 747s that are beautiful inside. I mean, can you talk about just comfortable service is unbelievable on the plane. You go on a long trip like that, it makes all the difference in the world. And I think that this probably was a company that the Buffs got that, but they marked that plane up.
Yeah, it looks amazing. They wrapped it?
Wrapped it.
Yeah.
They basically wrapped the plane, yeah.
Yeah, Coach Prime said that if they don't handle business in their bowl game, they'll be flying back Southwest. So we'll see how that plays out. All right, let's go into the Pimp Cup. It's a Christmas Eve edition. TD Tuesday edition. G-Bag of the Day. Yeah.
You said Rolls-Royce airplane, and immediately I thought, well, damn, Rolls-Royce makes a lot of airplane engines.
They make the engines.
Yeah.
They're beautiful engines. Very efficient.
Yeah, that's how they got in their bag.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
They made airlines.
Then General Electric. People make refrigerators make engines, too, for airplanes.
Well, BMW make, what was that, helicopters? Something like that, I believe that is.
Oh.
Yeah, listen, don't let me get to lying. Don't let me get to lying right here. But, yeah, that's what I believe it is. That's what that emblem means.
Oh, there you go.
Anyway, all right. Our winner right here so far is about Bobby Belt. He crashed on out. I can't believe R.J. Choppy was the voice of reason in this moment.
He really wasn't. He was encouraging him.
Stand up, R.J. Choppy. Yeah, Bobby Belt crashed out over Coach McCarthy and the fan tax. He's had enough.
0696 is, gosh, you're about to get your whole number right on the
listen,
air, bro.
I think you're missing the point. You're too much, you know, on Mike's butt. You got sooner or
God
later.
God damn. Okay, 9-3. They won 12 games 3 years in a row. Injuries took them out of the playoffs this year. How can you say that?
Later.
How can you say injuries? Hold on. How can you say injuries took them out of the playoffs when they're
Bobby,
winning all their freaking
down.
Games now? They're winning
down.
All their freaking
look
games.
Look at this guy.
It is a total.
Look at this guy.
I'm sick and tired. It is a.
Chris Arnold's going to come in
this
here.
This leaning in here, leaning in here to this jackass opinion that injuries are the reason why they lost. They had their health when they were losing. They're winning these games.
They were
with
not
their
any
injuries.
Good this year. The team was not any good this year.
And
that's
they're winning,
the reason.
They're winning with the injuries. These people, anybody who's blaming injuries for this, you're an idiot.
Bobby.
You are an idiot, and you are comfortable
you know
with the standard of 9-8.
You
and
need
eight.
To relax.
Jeff
you
Fisher
need
fan
to
base.
Relax.
Jeff Fisher fan base. I think it's a good point.
Bobby sounds like he's talking to his therapist.
Yeah.
Calm down. You need to relax.
Oh, my goodness, man.
All right, let's see here, folks. Let me sit myself down. Get comfortable in front of this microphone. Give you some of these G-Bag of the Day nominees. A microphone went off yesterday during Coach McCarthy's presser. You guys, not a
yes.
microphone, a phone.
Phone.
A phone. A phone. Excuse me.
Your star players, how they persevered through this, such as like CD and Micah. What have you seen from them in this stretch?
Well, I mean, CD's just, you know, battles every...
My angel is a centerfold.
Name that tune. That's
yeah.
nice.
Wonderful.
I would have expected Christmas music, but we'll move forward.
Do we know who that? Who?
Yeah, it's Jake Isles. It's Centerfold.
Oh, okay.
It's the name of the song, I believe. I'm right about that.
Oh,
I don't know.
I was
man. I've heard it before.
Yeah.
Carter played it for me.
Does she walk?
And we,
does she talk?
Yeah.
Does she kind
heard
of complete?
I've never checked for the name.
Jake
never hit my with a Shazam. I never said, ooh, I got to Shazam this one.
Yeah.
No shade to anybody whose phone that was.
I know. I'm trying to figure out whose phone that was.
Yeah.
You got to do some recon on that.
Somebody in my, probably my age bracket.
Clarence Hill Jr. That's Clarence.
That's an older song. Let's see.
Man,
let's see
ain't
if these
me,
guys
dog.
Know. Maybe my man Nick Harris will know. Well, let me ask him. We'll go.
Okay. Let's see what else we got right here. Pat McAfee's broadcast of Tennessee, Ohio State. Did you guys watch that?
Okay. I only saw clips from the alternate broadcast.
Yeah.
But I saw one that I'm like, how are they getting away with this?
I think this is the one right here. I had to bleep it because, you know, the boss is not around. I was going to ask before I played it. I was like, hey, just to make sure, you know, it is Christmas Eve.
You're a better man than me because I had it ready to go at some point if need be. So I'm glad.
Here we go.
You boys are down there in front of the Tennessee fans. There has to be a lot of regret coming from down there.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible. I honestly am starting to feel bad for some of them, and the worst part is Thick Nut, a.k.a. Slim Nut, is busting his all over their face because he
hey,
is
yo.
Partying in front of them right now.
Yeah, anytime a nut goes wild, things get crazy.
Wow.
I mean, my
unbelievable.
Goodness, dude.
Unbelievable.
How does McAfee and his boys keep getting away with it?
They don't care.
They don't.
They just do not care.
That was pretty aggressive.
That's wild.
Very aggressive.
For ESPN, the Disney Network, that is wild. Yeah. That means nobody else has any rules. We can just go for it, right?
No.
Yeah.
At least at ESPN, no. You can just go for it, right? If you're under that umbrella, be like, look what Pat Mack is doing,
oh, no.
Bro.
Well, we're starting to see, like...
They talk about facials, fam. What are we talking about?
Nick Saban, when he's on that set, he's dropping a lot of...
Yeah,
he's
does.
Cussing like
yeah,
he's talking
right.
to other
yeah.
coaches.
You're right. Look at you with your cape out real quick for ESPN. Look at you caping for ESPN. Let's go to Barstool, the shred line. I was going to play this yesterday. Didn't have time. Eagles fans, just, you know, if you're a Cowboys fan, it's always good to hear Eagles fans cry. There's an Eagles fan that had no idea what was going on yesterday, and he has questions for Gruden.
It's Max from Pennsylvania here. I'm just calling in to ask, how bad of a sign is it for a top team in the league to drop a game-sealing wide-open pass twice now? I'm just calling in to ask, how bad of a sign is it for a defense to give up a game-winning touchdown with very little time on the clock twice now? I'm just calling in to ask, how bad of a sign is it for a team to win the turnover battle 5-1 and still lose the game? I'm just calling in to ask, how bad of a sign is it for the kicking team to give up field position at the 40 on every f***ing kick? in to ask what the f*** just happened to the Philadelphia Eagles. Thanks, Coach. Look forward to hearing from you soon.
That is a great tip-off.
Yeah, way to get it, John.
Way to get it, John.
Yeah.
He likes chaos.
He loves chaos. Trust me, he loves chaos.
That is phenomenal, dude. Yeah. That is really good right there. Just asking angry rhetorical questions.
Yeah.
On the shred line, venting. That's beautiful. And again, that was the silver lining. Commanders beat the Eagles, eliminate the Cowboys from the postseason, but it's that right there.
Ouch.
That gets you fired up with the way the Eagles are going to melt down. They're going to belt down.
Oh, man, that had to suck. Knowing like, oh, well, what are we doing this for? You're suiting up at that time probably, right?
For sure.
Yeah, you were suiting up, stretching out.
I mean, we heard McCarthy was sham yesterday. Two guys, one booth, just as dejected as ever. Yeah. They had a 1% chance to make the playoffs. He was acting like it was a 99% chance, and it got pulled from him. It was ridiculous. Yeah, all right, that's a hell of a crew here. You got more?
I mean, I do, but we don't have...
Hey man,
I just want to get rid of some of this stuff that's in my folder before we do anything.
It's a holiday.
I never played this one, but it brought us in Dawson.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
It's a famous brought us line
right there. I'm just saying, bro. Yeah, brought us is not feeling Dawson or something. I don't know what was going on right here, y'all.
That's all I'm saying. That's why I think he's going to get an opportunity.
And this,
because they know the player. They know the person. That's why I think he gets an opportunity.
Of course, that is the voice of Brian Broaddus, the former Cowboys scout, and he knows better than anybody how that
works. I'm not saying that. Don't throw that in there, Dawson. I'm just saying.
I was just trying to give you some love, brother.
It's not. It's not with you. It doesn't come that way sometimes. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, bro.
I was just trying to give you some love.
Don't throw that in there now, Dawson.
You know your teammates.
Five years now. I got to know that. I've learned. Hey, I appreciate the man, but that right there, I did not detect that was any bit of love his direction at all.
Yeah, it'd be like 2 days later before you realize, hey, that son of a gun.
Yeah, exactly. I made sure that we're not going to let that happen anymore.
Your spidey senses were working that day, Broaddus.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Don't throw that in there now. All right, go ahead, bro.
All right, here we go. Is it the one-time champ Bobby's belt down yesterday with RJ? Is it the name of that tune moment in the McCarthy presser? Or is it the McAfee crew? I mean, how do they just keep getting away with it? That was unbelievable. Eagles fan on the shred line or Broaddus, I'm just saying. I got to go with McAfee's crew, man. I mean, they are pioneers right now, revolutionizing the sport of broadcasting. And they're doing it at a high level. Lucius?
Bobby, no belt.
Okay, it's 1-1.
Old swivel hips.
You're the swing vote here, Broaddus.
It's McAfee.
All right. By a score of 2-1, your new G-Bag of the Day champion, McAfee and his crew. They keep getting away with it. Unbelievable. Okay, NFL news of the day and the 3 o'clock power hour featuring Will Chambers all hour long coming up here in just a bit. But let's go ahead and hit you with a sports hodgepodge. You're going to love this Jock Peterson fella. And Broaddus has the scouting report next right here on The Fan. 469 Deontay Christmas. 817 Scott Frost. 325 Joey Chestnut.
Oh, there we go.
A great American eater. Yeah. I have his top ten record setting moments as it pertains to consuming food, and we'll spank bank it and maybe do it next week or something like that. I actually have a pretty fun top 10 list of the day for you today. I'm excited about
it. Cool. I have the guilty party, I believe, of the phone going off in the.
Oh, we have the McCarthy presser.
Yeah.
Name that tune. Yeah. Phone goes off. Yeah. Who's the culprit? Please say Mickey.
No, it's Garrett Podell of a CBS.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I actually think I met him the other day in the press box.
At the game.
Young Buck.
Yep.
Writing for CBS.
Yep.
And he's got this on. This is like a, he's probably 30.
This is
probably 30 years old.
Actually, my guy said he's 26.
Okay. I mean, even younger.
Yeah.
He's a wild boy.
This is from my era of music. So Jake Isles Band. Yeah.
That's hilarious, dude.
Well,
good on him. Mm. Making an impression. All right. Let's go ahead and get the broadest MLB Gang of Two scouting report on the Rangers Jock Peterson signing.
Yeah. I mean, this is where, hold on one second here. Oh, I got to go to my, I, I, I went to my basketball source first. I got to go to my baseball source now.
You got to go to the baseball
guy. Set it up a little bit here. I got to find. Okay, there's my baseball source right there. Okay, here we go. Let me see. Okay. This guy, okay, Jock Peterson, this is what my guy says. He's tremendous in the clubhouse. True pro. And he's outstanding slugging against right-handed pitching. We heard that. Jared Sandler talked about that a little bit.
He was all over that.
Huge baseball IQ is what he says.
Okay.
Loves the game.
True seamhead.
Yeah. Loves the game. Loves to play. Loves football, too. Got that kind of mentality. Played at high school and was legit. So this guy's kind of a...
He was a footballer in high school?
This guy's an athlete is what this is. Yeah, footballer in high school. High baseball IQ.
He's built like a football player.
Yeah. But total pro... Tremendous in the clubhouse was what I was told.
So. Yeah, that's I know Bassick was talking about some of that yesterday. Total clubhouse guy, baseball lover, and definitely a dude that is going to be a huge contributor on and off the diamond. Like, how many more awesome clubhouse guys can you have? You bring back Evaldi. We know he's the one seed, maybe across all of baseball for being an amazing clubhouse guy. But having Peterson here now, the power that he brings, this is going to be a lot of fun. I cannot wait to get to surprise, see him up close and personal, hopefully catch up with him a little bit.
Yeah, I know you
get to meet him.
You're going to ask him like those uncomfortable questions that you do.
Of
like,
course I am.
Okay, in the locker room, who has his shirt off looks the best?
It's going to be Adolis again.
You think so?
I mean,
do you sit the P-man?
Yeah. 3 years running, only in the comfort of your own home. Are you willing to do that? Yeah, I met a dad the other day, and we got on the topic, and he was like, yeah, I sit to pee every time in my
house. Unbelievable.
And he was, we actually fist bumped about it.
People feel real comfortable talking to you.
Fist bump.
I'm like, why?
People feel real comfortable talking to him.
Yeah, it was a good bonding moment.
Fist bumped.
Yeah.
You fist bumped over that.
Because we were like, yeah, we were, you know, we were simpatico on that.
Why didn't you guys just hug a couple of women?
Yeah. Yeah, honestly.
I mean in respect.
We
I don't mean
like
that
a good bro dad.
I wasn't like doing my, oh, that dame. I wasn't doing that number.
Yeah,
it's
a stronger species.
Yeah, come on, dame. Come on, you broad.
I got extra muscle.
You broad. Well, as if we couldn't already love Jock Peterson enough, I saw this on his Instagram account.
Hmm.
What a man Jock Peterson is. Take it away, Jock.
Come along with me to one of my favorite spots, the Whataburger.
Oh.
So it's the off season now, and it was a great year in Arizona. We came short of our team goal, but learned a lot and just continue. Got to get back up, put one foot in front of the next and keep going. And that's what this off season's for, is continue to get ready, prepared. It's all about getting good quality food and nutrients in before a tough workout. And that's why I go with the B.O.B. breakfast on a bun.
Mm.
It's got everything you need.
If that's not amazing, so he's taking you through a Whataburger experience, Jock Peterson style, welcoming you into the great sanctuary that is every Whataburger in America, especially in Texas. Mm-hmm. Now home sweet home for him. He's clearly got a love for Whataburger. He's sitting down, he's talking baseball, and he likes to fuel up the best way possible before an intense workout, a game, and he's going breakfast on the bun. He says all the nutrients that you need.
All
this is from a professional athlete. Yeah. So what more do you need? This is Jock Peterson being a lovable figure already and ingratiating himself into Texas culture.
Yeah.
This is
no.
I'm already starting to try and figure out how we can make a menu item for him.
I'm fired up that he crushes right-handed pitching more than his Whataburger takes. That's kind of, I mean.
Well, you know, to each his own. You know.
Yeah, I appreciate the story, but I'm glad he's here crushing right-handed pitching.
It'll help if he's eating Whataburger after hitting a bunch of dongs.
Here's the first question, Jock. Heard you kind of like Whataburger. True. Yeah, you're gonna do some kind of
True or false, you like
Whataburger. Fancy yourself a Whataburger guy, bro?
I understand. I understand your favorite order, breakfast on a bun.
Going regular spicy ketchup.
Yeah.
Spicy
and
every time.
And he's gonna get into a conversation with you about that and give you a fist bump.
Yeah, me and him are gonna be bros when it's all said and done. Yeah. I look forward to that interaction in the surprise.
Look at
clubhouse.
Mr. Rogers just showed
surprise,
up.
Surprise, surprise. We have Will Chambers.
he's got like a cardigan on. What is he doing?
He's always
got a button up front. He's a very stylish man.
He looks like he might have had to do some working today. He's got some business. Oh, no. You're going to a Christmas Eve church service.
It's a church day, guys.
Yeah, it's a church day. That's right. Sunday best.
Yeah, making us all feel bad, huh? Is that what you're doing? Yeah.
Will Chambers, ladies and gentlemen, Christmas Eve. Sparing some wonderful time that he could be
some like holiday cheer.
Dressed like he mentors half.
Watching you guys yesterday.
What? Sorry. You got to put your headphones on, sir.
Yeah.
Who is he mentoring, Lucius?
At risk youth, but you know, I want him to hear it.
I want him to hear it.
Like he had a court hearing on the way over here.
I think he looks like
a custody hearing.
He looks like a guy.
He's on probation for sure.
What's that commercial where he's
community service?
He's like the guy that like don't be like your parents. That guy. He's looking like progressive.
Yeah, it might be.
What insurance company? But he's looking like
that's.
You're looking like the dude. It's like he's kind of the counselor for don't be like your parents guy.
Yeah, that's Progressive.
Progressive.
It's
hard to tell them all apart now.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Will Chambers, Merry Christmas. Great to see you. Thanks for hopping in with us, dude. Let's go ahead and tee up the Will Chambers Power Hour here. 3 o'clock style at 3:20. We'll welcome in Carter Freeman, do a little college football roundtable discussion. But we got some NFL news of the day for you here and some stats of the day and an Eagles chestnut checkers moment that we need to look ahead for next year in the nation.